The infancy gospel of James, by the way, is where we get the tradition that Joseph was an old man. That's how Joseph is portrayed. That Mary was a young girl who was Joseph's ward. That they weren't really married in any real sense of the term. And it was this apocryphal writing which really became the source for much of Christian iconography through the ages. It's not from the canonical gospels, but from the infancy gospel of James. Another writing is the Acts of Paul and Thecla. Again, in this writing, Paul, this writing is dated around the year 180, Paul is portrayed as identifying the resurrection with a life of virginity. And Thecla, the heroine, abandons her fiancé to join Paul in a virginal way of life. And they practice severe physical asceticism together with a life of virginity. So all of these writings were part of the Christian collection. It is when we turn to the blanket term Gnosticism, which covers a wide range of Christian ascetical and dualistic tendencies, which are connected to peculiar convictions concerning a revealed, esoteric, secret, saving knowledge that applies only to some people and not others, that we find the powerful challenge to Christianity as a religious movement. Now, one form of this dualism moved in the direction of contracting traditional texts and tenets. The Assyrian teacher Tatian, for example, who wrote a powerful apology called Against the Greeks, in which he chastised the Greeks for their polytheism and their immoral way of life, was equally scandalized by the fact that there were four Christian gospels. He thought that that plurality didn't make sense. And so he wanted to create a single gospel harmony. And so he wrote a book called the Diatessaron, which in Greek means through the four. And he wove together the four gospels into a single life of Jesus. He also advocated a form of Christianity in which everybody had to be a virgin in order to be a Christian. Even more influential was a teacher called Marcion, who around the year 150 was a failed candidate for the bishopric of Rome, and in a high dudgeon went off and formed his own form of Christianity, which was profoundly dualistic. For Marcion, the world is equally divided between good and evil, and evil is all lined up on the side of physical reality, and good is all lined up on the side of spirit. Now, the implication of this is that the creator God of the Old Testament, the God of the Jews, is an evil God because he created materiality. Jesus, for Marcion, was a liberator from the body. Therefore, there has to be an absolute division between Jesus and his followers and Judaism. So it is Marcion in his book Antitheses who develops a stereotype which many Christians have never lost. That is, the evil God of justice, the angry God of the Old Testament, over against the loving God represented by Jesus, who has nothing to do with Judaism. So logically then, Marcion advocated a reduction of the Christian canon, that it would consist only in the 10 letters of Paul. Paul's the only one who got Jesus right for Marcion. And then an expurgated version of the Gospel of Luke, which Marcion thought Paul meant when Paul said, my gospel. So we have only some of Paul's letters, 10, and only one gospel. And Marcion therefore thought that Christianity could have only one theological position. And that one position was, to be a Christian, you need to be a virgin. You need to be ascetical. You need to flee the world of materiality, and that to be a Christian meant that you had to be a person of the spirit and not of the body. Tatian and Marcion move in the direction of reduction. Simultaneously, and this is why the crisis was so complex, simultaneously, the movement of Gnosticism expanded the sources of authority within Christianity.